It is Excellent Educators Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined on the line there with Kate Carr, who is a local educator. Kate, I know you're involved heavily within the local district school board. Kind of give us a bit of a rundown on what your day-to-day operation is and where you actually are working these days.
Currently, I am at Valor High School in Petawawa, and I'm a student success teacher with a section of math this quadmaster.
Okay, so tell us some of the highs and lows with that. I know it's probably a pretty challenging field of education.
Yes, I very much enjoy the student success part, but you're right, there are definitely the highs, and I think most educators and teachers would agree that those are probably the relationships that you build with the students and the victories, even the small ones. It might be students attending school for the first time that week. It might be students earning a credit. It might be students just simply entering the building who weren't able to do that before. So I think we are lucky that we're in a career that does have many highs and many that you get to experience every single day. And obviously with that, there are lows. And working in student success, I work with kids that are in risk. And part of that is that every student in risk has a story. And quite often those stories are heartbreaking and sort of weigh heavily with you. But there's certainly lots of highs to keep you going.
Now, how did you get involved in this field of education? Like, was this something that you were planning on a long time ago, or is this something you kind of just fell into as your career evolved?
So, you know what? I started off primarily just math. And there was a student success teacher at my school. I was teaching at Fellows at the time. And I kind of thought that looked like a neat role. And so I approached the principal and I just said, hey, if there's ever any openings, I think I'd like to give that a try. And I've been fortunate to be in that role again. And this is my fourth year. And I absolutely love it. I think it's a great fit. So it was just one of those things. I had said to my principal at the time, I don't want to get to the end of my career and wish I had done things. So quite often, if there's something that looks interesting, I will speak up and advocate. And luckily for me, here I am in this role.
Is there one point in your career or one moment in your career, rather, that really stands out above the rest, something you're never going to forget, you know, even the years past your retirement?
I always tell the story. I try to do good news phone calls on Fridays. And so I try to call home, chat with parents, let them know, you know, you've raised nice, polite, respectful kids. Here's what they did this week. And I always remember phoning this parent and having a conversation. And the parent said, my son never liked math. But ever since you brought him that coffee, that's all he talks about, going to Miss Carr's math class and getting coffee. And sadly, I didn't even remember. And I was like, this is weird. I got him a coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. And then as I racked my brain and thought back to it, a colleague had brought me a coffee. And because I don't drink it, I'd randomly said, would somebody like this? And he came up and he was the taker of the coffee. And I said, I'd completely forgotten about it. I thought it was actually meaningless. I was just not wasting this coffee. And to talk with that parent months later, and that made the difference for that kid in that math class. So it's things like that that are going to stand out and that do stand out. Just little stories kids tell you, emails from parents that kids are now in college and university and they got accepted to this program and just wanted you to know. So I think those stories I won't forget.
That was going to actually lead into my next question. How does it feel, especially someone in your position, to see, you know, those students graduate and go on to either college or university and enter the workforce? It must be pretty rewarding.
It is super rewarding. I was talking to a parent yesterday, and one of my students just got his final compulsory credits. And so we're working on 5 electives now for him to graduate, and mom and I were talking on the phone. And I was like, you know what, he's come this far. Like, we can do this. We are so close. And that's the thing with students in risk situations. They just need more support. They need a cheerleader who might be a little louder. They need somebody who can advocate when they can't advocate. And so it definitely, you know, that's another rewarding part of it. And that's the reward that comes in June when you get to see the kids cross the stage. And that's the reward next year when they send you an email or when you see them working out in the community. That's obviously super rewarding and a huge benefit that we get as educators.
My last question for you there, Kate, before I let you go, is there any words of wisdom that you can give to the next generation of educators who are maybe looking to get into a similar kind of field that you are when it comes to working with students in education?
I think it's just important to always remember the why. Like, why did you get into education? What was your main goal? Whether you wanted to make change, whether you wanted, you know, to mimic a great teacher you've had, or, you know, I just think that that's really important. Like, why are you here? What do you want kids to remember about you? And the cliche saying is that they're not going to remember what you taught them, but they're going to remember how you made them feel. And I totally think that is really true. So I think don't stop learning. Don't remain idle. You know, try something new and be learning with the kids and let them see your vulnerability. Hey, I'm doing this too. This is brand new for me. And I think kids appreciate that. And it also keeps us enthusiastic and moving forward.
It is Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM. Our guest right now has been Kate Carr, who is a teacher at Valor in Petawawa. Thank you so much, Kate, for taking your time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today. And again, thank you for you and your colleagues for all you do. I know it's a bit of a challenging time here, especially with COVID-19 and all that kind of stuff. So again, thank you so much for everything you do. And we appreciate your time.
Thank you.